And that was a major breakthrough. Listen to my rich dad. He says, don't you see, the government actually punishes those who are in the E quadrant in some ways, but it rewards those in the B and the I quadrant. He said, if you can understand that, you'll put the government on your side. The government will be your partner in helping you minimize taxes because the government wants you to be on the B and the I side. If you're in the E and the S side, the government writes tax code against you. And that was a major breakthrough for me. So when I hear people complaining about paying too much in taxes, generally they're E's and S's, not B's and I's, because the tax code is written for the B and the I side. Is that correct, Diane?
Well, I love when you were saying that the IRS is really on your side. And the key is the IRS is on your side if you're on the right side. And that's on the right side of the quadrants, the B and the I. In fact, the IRS forces a business owner to keep good records, and in the case of any business entity or business structure other than a sole proprietor, you actually have to do a financial statement in order to do your tax return. They're going to force you to have financial literacy, which will help your business grow.
What Diane is saying is exactly what my rich dad said to me. He says, if you can understand the IRS wants you to be successful, wants you to make a lot of money, but it's also going to force you to be a compliant business person. It's going to help you become a better business person. Number one, because you have to keep better financial records. Number two is because they want you to hire an accountant and get straight advice. And number three is because they want you to make more money. Because if you make more money, you're going to hire more people. You're going to provide the jobs that they cannot provide, or you're going to build the apartment houses to provide housing. But once I got in the real world, I started to learn that the government has people who are employees of the government, i.e. like my poor dad who worked for the government, and he had partners of the government like my rich dad. My rich dad saw himself as a partner of the government doing what the government wanted done, i.e. provide jobs and build houses. Once I saw that, I didn't complain about the tax law anymore, and I saw it as my way of putting the IRS on my side. I still don't like paying taxes. I still don't say it's fair, but I have a different point of view on government, the IRS, taxes, and getting rich. So I'll give you one big difference. For most of the employee quadrant, the E quadrant, they earn money, they're taxed, and then they're allowed to spend what is left over from taxation. That came from the 1943 Current Tax Payment Act. What it said then was the government got paid before the employee got paid. The B quadrant is different. The B quadrant, you're allowed to earn money. You can spend legally again on expenses that help you improve your business, which make you richer. And what is left over, you're taxed on. So let's say the employee gets $1,000. The government takes 50% of it, $500. The employee then lives on $500 net. A B quadrant person can get the $1,000 and spend on such things as advertising, use of a car, more education, trips, travel to go see different properties, taking people to lunches and dinners and all this stuff, as long as the purpose is to make more money. So let's say they spend $800 in improving their wealth. And what's left over is $200. So the business owner then pays taxes on that $200 while the employee pays taxes on the $1,000. Once I understood the difference between the E and the B specifically, the lights went on for me. I realized then the government wants me to become rich. And so that's when the world started to change between the middle class thinking and rich thinking, was you have to see that the government really wants you to get rich. If you can't see that, then you'll always see his taxes as bad. So Diane has many examples. Being a CPA, she gets to see the stories of many, many, many people. And the good thing about Diane, she works primarily with very well-to-do individuals, so her stories are a little bit more interesting because they seem to have more zeros. But most of them are entrepreneurs, and they seem to be a little bit more creative. So Diane told me this great story of a guy who wanted to buy a yacht and have it be a business expense. So when you tell that story.
Yeah, this is a great story. True story. It was actually somebody back in the East Coast, and he had a very successful manufacturing company, made a lot of money. He clearly could afford a $1 million yacht. He wanted to buy it and write it off in his business. But the question is, now, how could we make that a legitimate business expense for a manufacturing company? And so actually, I have to tell you, this wasn't my client. It was a friend of mine's client. And this is how he dealt with the client, because he had a similar way of handling questions like that. Instead of, you can't do this, it's how can you? And he finally told the guy who kept asking him, well, you'll just have to start a business selling yachts. And the guy thought about it and he says, okay, I will, just so I can write off this expense. Now, this is different than the story we heard just a little bit ago, where people would start a business just so they could write off personal expenses. No, this man was clearly going to start a yacht-selling business.
To make a lot of money.
To make a lot of money. He had a business plan. He already had his advisors. He had a team put in place to do that. So he decided to start his business. And by the way, he could then write off this yacht because it was promotional. Well, the funny story is that just a couple of years later, he sold his manufacturing company because he made so much more money selling yachts than he ever did in the first company. So the story is, you can find a way to write it off, and it may make you very, very rich.